Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, first, there are more questions around who will be the Fianna Fáil candidate in the presidential election. A number of names are swirling around in the mix for the Fianna Fáil nomination. The former Dublin manager, Jim Gavin, is reported to have support at party leadership level, while, of course, the former Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern, is also still being discussed. But one name that's entered the public fray this morning is Billy Kelleher, the party's MEP for Ireland South. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, I see Fionnán Sheehan saying that you've the hallmark of an arch disruptor. You'll be ready to pounce if the opportunity arises. So would you run yourself?
Well, I don't know whether that's a compliment or a criticism, Claire.
But take it as a compliment.
The reason my name is associated with this is because I just raised the issue of putting in place a process over the last number of weeks to ensure that Fianna Fáil would have a robust way of, you know, assessing candidates, affording people the opportunity to put their name before the parliamentary party so there could be rigorous interrogation, that we would find a candidate that would reflect the values of Fianna Fáil. Mm-hmm. I mean, Fianna Fáil is the largest political party, and I was just concerned that at the time we weren't involved in that debate, other parties were, and I felt that, you know, I wanted to say something to ensure that our party, you know, was central to the debate, not just around the candidate, but the presidency as well.
When you said that last week, you certainly put a rev under the whole thing. But as to what Fionnán is saying, that you might be tempted to go yourself, is he right?
Well, look, Claire, I have to be very honest with you. I mean, I haven't given it any personal thought myself. I mean, people did approach me some time ago, particularly some parliamentary colleagues, just saying, would I consider it? You know, lots of names were being discussed at the time in terms of MEPs across various political parties, and people did approach me at the time. But I didn't give it any personal consideration or political consideration, but I was more primarily focused on ensuring that Fianna Fáil would have a healthy, robust interrogation of candidates to ensure that we could find one that would stand scrutiny. Mm-hmm. In terms of an election campaign, but also would stand for the values that Fianna Fáil exposes.
But
as
you're not saying you wouldn't do it.
Well, I mean, clearly, Claire, I mean, if a party approached a person and asked them, you know, obviously you would have to give it serious consideration. I've been a member of the parliamentary party since 1993. Mm. You know, I've given my life to the party and the party has been very good to me. But the point I'm making is if you were approached, well, obviously you would have to give it consideration. But I wasn't approached by the leadership. I was approached by some colleagues. They asked me some time ago, would I consider it? But due to the fact that other MEPs from other political parties were also being discussed at the time. So that was really as far as it came in terms of my position around the candidacy. But I was really more important, Claire, was, you know, that the party would have a robust process in place so people could put their name forward or TDs could nominate people.
I know I said that you gave it a bit of a rev, right? And things seem to be moving a bit. But as far as a robust conversation or debate around who it should be, that's not going to happen. Because what I'm reading this morning and over the course of the weekend, the latter stage of the weekend, is that Micheál Martin wants Jim Gavin to run. So that'll be your candidate.
Well, I mean, if a candidate is to be selected, they have to be ratified by the parliamentary party. That is the process there, the rules. The last time we actually did this was 1997, so it's a long time ago. So there's a lot of corporate knowledge lost in how Fianna Fáil selects the candidate. The last candidate we selected was Mary McAleese. And I can remember at the time, it was a big debate in the parliamentary party with Mary McAleese and the former Taoiseach Albert Reynolds at the time. So that type of debate was good. It was healthy. It was invigorating, not only for the party, but more importantly, for a campaign itself. And I think that, you know, having a strong, robust internal debate around candidate selection is a positive thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we are a democratic party. The more choice the party has, the better. And then when we put the candidate to the people for choice...
But do you see what I'm saying? It's what we're hearing now is that the person that party leadership, Micheál Martin, decides will be the candidate is the one who'll get the nod. That's what it seems like today. Would you agree?
Well, look, at the end of the day, I mean, the leader of the party carries a lot of weight, let's be honest, and I mean, a lot of respect within the party. So, I mean, if the leader has this, a very strong view about a particular candidate, well, clearly, you know, the party will take notice of that. But at the same time, you know, there may be others will come forward. So you may have an internal debate and an election at the end of the day. I'm not saying that will certainly happen. It depends on what TDs do. But generally, anointing people in a democratic process sometimes can be problematic in the longer term. It's better to have robust internal discussion, selection of a candidate through a democratic process after strong debate, and then that candidate is ratified by the parliamentary party and they go before the people.
Right.
And that really is, in my view, something that Fianna Fáil should be really pushing for, because it's not just the internal debate, but it also invigorates a broader debate about the type of presidency, not just that Fianna Fáil wants, but the type of presidency for the people in terms of what they stand for, their values, and what they will
and
do.
And what would you think of Jim Gavin as somebody who might run for Fianna Fáil?
Well, look, I mean, Jim Gavin is a very fine person, has performed exceptionally well in all the roles he's been involved in over many, many years. He comes from a very strong community background because the GAA is rooted in every community. So clearly he would be a very fine candidate. But look, at the end of the day, I will be a person as a member of the parliamentary party who will be making a decision on who will be representing Fianna Fáil in the presidential elections. And I don't want to be endorsing, ratifying, Or saying one candidate is better than another until such times we know who's in the field.
You could also be a candidate yourself, in that nomination process.
Well, I mean, just because you're a candidate shouldn't mean that you should be doing down others. I mean, the point you asked me about Jim Gavin, he's a very fine person. He's great credentials. Many other people have as well. But the point is that we should have that debate, an internal discussion, strong scrutiny of the candidates, and then we will have a candidate that we can present to the public, knowing that they stand for the values that underpins Fianna Fáil, and to give that choice to the broader electorate in the presidential election.
What about Bertie Ahern?
Again, Bertie Ahern has many attributes. I mean, he was a Taoiseach for many, many years. He's been involved and he's sat in the Council of State for the last 20 number of years. He was very experienced internationally. Like, they all have credentials. You know, every candidate will have credentials. The point is, the more candidates we have that have strong credentials, then we can interrogate them as members of the parliamentary party. We can scrutinise them, and then we can come to a very informed decision about who we believe will be the best candidate to stand for Fianna Fáil in a presidential election.
Pat Leahy says that as far as Bertie Ahern goes, Micheál Martin is no way on that question. It's not going to happen. Is he right?
Well, look, I simply don't know, because Micheál Martin hasn't said anything publicly, and I wouldn't expect Micheál to say anything publicly while they're developing a process. Otherwise, you're undermining that whole concept of, having a fair, impartial process whereby candidates can be put forward, we can have that debate within the party, and then we scrutinise them and make a decision. So, look, it's speculative.
But I mean, given what you know of Micheál Martin, do you think this sounds right now, what Pat is saying this morning, that Micheál Martin's opposition to the prospect of a Bertie Ahern candidacy has not softened over the summer? If anything, Pat's sources say, his views have hardened. And in Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin normally gets his way. Does that sound about right to you?
Well, what sounds right is that Micheál Martin is the leader of the party, and he does obviously hold great sway. And I mean, he will make his own decision in terms of what he thinks is best for the party.
He hasn't said anything publicly. Terrible set against Bertie Ahern being the candidate.
He hasn't said anything publicly, Claire, on this particular issue. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I spoke out some time ago, was because I wanted to encourage that whole debate, that we would start the process of identifying candidates, of allowing a process where people could put their name forward. There's probably people who are listening to this interview who could be very fine candidates as well, but have had no opportunity to present themselves to the parliamentary party or to contact the party to say, well, look, I believe I would make a very good candidate. I would like to put my name before the parliamentary party for consideration. Mm-hmm. That really is what this process should be about, so that at the end of the day, when it's all settled, that the parliamentary party can unite behind the candidate, the broader party itself, the membership, and go out and campaign actively. Because once, the most important thing, Claire, is once the election is over and the president is elected, they're no longer a party president, but you still want the president to continue to underpin the principles and the values that Fianna Fáil supports.
Billy, stay with us, because Fionnán Sheehan is with us too from the Irish Independent. Good morning, Fionnán.
Morning, Claire.
What do you think of all that now?
Jesus, you certainly didn't get a no from Billy there.
I didn't, did I?
I've known Billy 30 years. I've never heard him being so coy about something. Listen, Billy is not gone from him. I mean, as he says, he's around since the early 90s, but in the parliamentary party pulled off, nearly dramatically won a seat in 92, really substantially took one in 97 when he was up against it, and has made decisions over time the kind of in the interest of the party. Most notably when he stood down as a junior minister, he could see the way things were going and that the game was up and it was time to call a general election. There were others who didn't share that view at the time and dragged it out too long, but also run for Europe when Brian Crowley stood down in 2019, that was a big gap for the party to fill, and Billy stepped in. And also last year, I mean, Fianna Fáil winning two seats in Ireland South was down to Billy Kelleher's strategy of mopping up in Cork, where Fine Gael thought that they would capitalise upon leaving the southeast open to St. Tian and Uvaroku to win a second seat there. So, I mean, he's done his bit over the years. He's broadened his scope of interest as an MEP, looking more towards Ukraine and Eastern Europe, international affairs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You're not paying Fionn, are you? There's no deal here.
It's the finest CV ever written for me. Thanks very much, Fionn. Yeah.
So, I mean, his point, though, is correct. We have Fine Gael going through the second round of an open process where it's quite clear. We open the nominations. This is how you get a nomination. You then go forward for an internal convention, and whoever comes out of that becomes the candidate. They did that with Mairead McGuinness. She was the only candidate to go forward. We now have Heather Humphreys going through that, and Sean Kelly probably won't make that bar. But nonetheless, deadlines have been set and so on and so forth. We don't know what's happening with Fianna Fáil. We believe that the process is the parliamentary party. When will that process open? How will it open? How many people do you need to get behind you to get on that internal ticket? How exactly will that campaign play itself out? There'll be no role for the wider party grassroots, and I think that's what Billy's getting at. People just want a bit of openness, a bit of transparency, a bit of enthusiasm also from Fianna Fáil wouldn't go astray. I mean, ultimately, it's been 28 years since the party has contested a presidential election one way or another. So, you know, it's about time that Fianna Fáil showed that an office that it held for so long is actually one that it respects and that it values. Mm-hmm. And the dragging of heels on this presidential nomination process does not instill that view in you that the party leader is all that bothered about.
Well, maybe there's another strategy here, Fionn, which I'm sure you're aware of, is like not showing your hand to Sinn Féin too early.
Yeah, and also there's an element of, you know, let the field tin itself out. There's been a lot of names thrown out over the course of the past 6 months. People have come and gone. Fianna Fáil has bided its time, but we're now, you know, we'll be in September next week. It's back to school in 2 days' time. I think just the Billy is reflecting a view amongst the party TDs, senators, councillors, members. They just want to know what's happening. We're not in the days of uno duce, uno voce, where Micheál Martin is kind of the only one that matters in the party. They are a democratic organisation. And there is a lack of information coming forward. Mm-hmm. There, Billy's right. Once he came forward with that view last week, that people want to know what exactly is going on. There was then a wider focus on the name of Billy Kelleher itself as a result of that. And I think, as Billy has said, people have been encouraging him to put his own name forward, and he's not exactly ruling it out to you this morning.
No, you're not, Billy, and the door is open. You're open to people phoning you perhaps after this interview and speaking to you about this, I take it.
Well, Claire, what I'm open to is ensuring that we have an open process within the parliamentary party. I mean, and that, you know, there is a mechanism in place where people can put their name forward, or they can be encouraged by TDs and senators who are members of the parliamentary party and MEPs put their name forward.
Okay.
Claire, being very honest, I mean, what's most important to me is that we have a candidate that the party can be very proud of, that they found themselves in terms of having robust scrutiny, and then that we can go out and campaign for a candidate that represents our values as a political party and our philosophy.
And it may or may not be you. Is what you're saying.
Well, look, we want somebody that's pro-European, pro-enterprise, that's in, you know, supports the rule of law.
Yeah. It could be you. Is he gone? Oh, he's gone. That was fortunate. But look, as Fionn said earlier, the best word to describe
it.
Wasn't it a lucky one? Yeah. Coy, I think, Fionn, was the word you used, and I think you were right. We have to leave it there, but we'll be chatting again about this, no doubt. Billy Kelleher and Fionn Sheehan. Now, coming up, how to make a budget and stick to it. Finance expert Owen McGee will be here to take your questions. So do keep them coming in to us on WhatsApp on 0870 32 32 32. Text us on 51551.